Hey, Dan Sheridan here telling America's story. It's good to be with you once again. This is lesson 27 in our series. Today we begin talking about colonization. And in this lesson, we're going to talk about the first Spanish settlements and the introduction of slavery in the United States, or the area that was now covered by the United States. Well, the sailors of the 15th century headed out into the unknown western seas trying to find sea routes to India and China. However, what they actually accomplished was finding a new world, although they didn't know it at the time. Now, these original settlers had two motivations to come here. One, they wanted to make a buck, and two, they wanted to spread their religion. So those were the two motivations. Nothing wrong with making a buck, nothing wrong with religion, long as neither one of them are corrupt or promote violence or anything like that. You know what I'm getting at. Well, the Spanish were first up to bat when it came to colonization. In 1517 through 1519, they made their way to the Yucatan and the Mexico. And there they found the natives in their fortified cities, and they mistook them for Asian cities. Now, over the next few years, they conquered most of the area from Mexico to Chile. However, they ran into a tough crowd in southern Chile who wouldn't be conquered and couldn't be conquered. They were called the Araucanians. Well, the Spanish, they struck it rich in Mexico and Peru. That's where they found lots of precious metals. And they settled the areas in small groups, and yet with those small groups, they ruled over numerous natives. They converted the Indians to their version of Christianity and introduced Spanish laws and customs as far as possible. Now, the most prosperous mines were at Potosi in the Bolivian Andes. And in order to protect their gold mines, they set up colonies on the mouth of the La Plata River. And these colonies later became Paraguay, Uruguay, and Buenos Aires. Other settlements were made on the coast of Venezuela as well. Basically, what the Spanish did was take possession of Indian territory and sent all the profits, well, most of the profits, back to Madrid. And this made them a little bit different from the English colonies, which set up a European style of society in the New World. Well, as we know from history, the Spanish were mostly in the south. The farthest north they really got was to Florida when they settled. They tried other areas in the north, in the area now covered by the United States, but they weren't too successful. Now, their first efforts in this area were undertaken by Juan Ponce de Leon. Now, Ponce actually sailed with Columbus on his second voyage. I bet you didn't know that. So there's some history for you. So Ponce had kind of a peculiar idea. He had heard the story of a fountain in Eastern Asia from which, if you drank, your youth would be permanently renewed. Yeah, that's right. Here were folks, adults even, who actually believe such fairy tales. Live and learn. Human race is kind of a fun story to tell, isn't it? Well, Ponce assumed, based on some rumors, that the Fountain of Youth would be somewhere in the area which we now call Florida. So on Easter Sunday, 1513, he came in sight of the land he called Land of Easter. And from the Spanish phrase, we get the name Florida. I was going to quote the Spanish phrase, but I didn't want to butcher the Spanish language and upset anyone. So you should be thankful. I just gave you the English translation. Land of Easter, that's where we get our name Florida. Well, he tried to make a settlement there in 1521, but he was killed by the Indians, so it was not a success. Now, it was just about at this time that Magellan's trip around the world was finished, and by 1522, people began to realize that this land here, America, wasn't Asia, but it was a strip of land between Europe and Asia. It was a barrier. However, most people thought it was a thin strip of land. They had no idea how enormous it was, or is, and it wasn't until a few years after that when they did a lot more exploring, they realized, man, this is one huge landmass. So, after Magellan's trip, thinking that this was a thin strip of land, they tried to find a route to Asia north of Florida, and thus began the search for the famous Northwest Passage. Now, I'm going to pronounce a name here. It's a Spanish name. Forgive me if I butcher it again. It's Vasquez de Ayllon. In the year 1524, sailed from Haiti to what later became the James River and Chesapeake Bay, hoping to find this Northwest Passage. Of course, he didn't find it. But he came back again 2 years later with about 600 people and began building a town on the James River, not too far from what would later be Jamestown. Well, Ayllon called the town San Miguel. Well, guess who built the town? Slaves. This seems to be the first instance of African slaves forced to labor in the territory covered by the United States. Now, the town was destroyed by disease, starvation, and the Indian tomahawk, so it didn't survive. Well, while this was going on, there was another man, Esteban Gomez, who was also searching for the Northwest Passage. He went as far north as Labrador all the way down to Florida, and not finding the passage or gold, the expedition was a dud. All right, that's the end of this lesson. And in our coming lessons, we're going to talk about the Spanish adventures leading to California, including the adventures of a Cabeza de Vaca. You're going to want to hear that one, De Soto. And we'll talk about Coronado's March. Never heard of him before? Well, you're going to hear about him soon. This is Dan Sheridan. Thanks for listening. I really hope you learned something. Until we meet again, be good to one another, because we're in this together. Have a great day.